Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jaylen Bowden, here with you for another episode of Learning Powered by the Heart. You know, there's something far better than discipline that's always on offer with God. For every upgrade He has for us in our identity and calling, there's also a relational invitation into joy and delight. And those are the missing keys that compel us to thrive at a new level with Him. Sometimes we become stuck in the process of transformation because we interpret our obstacles as opposition from the enemy. And while this can definitely play a part, most often it's our mindset about our training that gets us stuck in cycles of striving and negativity. Think about it. Are there any areas you've tried to grow in or overcome in through sheer discipline? If so, I'm raising my hand and I'm right there with you. And today's episode is for us. Let's hand it over to Graham Cook for another episode of Getting Unstuck.
Welcome to our next exploration of Letter 7, In the Nature of Freedom, where God continues to offer us an invitation to come unstuck. I'm Graham Cook, and it's a delight to be traveling on this journey with you. For every upgrade God has for us in our identity, calling, and destiny, there is a process of relational training that prepares us to thrive at that new level. But often people become stuck in this process because they interpret their challenges as enemy opposition. Now, obviously that can be a part of it, but many times it's our mindset about our training that gets us stuck. I remember asking someone once how he was doing, and his reply was, "Well, you know, God's really changing me." I looked at him and I thought, he is not enjoying this process. And that's why he's thinking of it as a chore. Well, God's really changing me. Like, change is not, you know, good or amazing. It's difficult. He's stuck. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that as we behold the glory of the Lord, we're being changed into that same glory, from glory into glory. So, therefore, all change, transformation, and our process of growing up into all the things in Christ is meant to be glorious. And the number one reason we don't see the glory of transformation is because our starting point is often discipline. We never start anything from discipline, because you'll never make it without a sense of God's pleasure in you. Discipline is an outcome of delight. It's not our starting point. I hear people talking about the new man lifestyle saying, "I just don't have the discipline for that." Well, forget that thought. The issue is, do you have the delight? Because that's what's missing. The one thing that 7.3 billion people on this planet will always do is exactly what they enjoy doing. So at some point, you need to turn your process of transformation into a joyful passion. I have a friend who was an athlete in the Olympics and won a gold medal as a middle distance runner. And after the medal ceremony, the BBC interviewer just went on and on, thanking him for his great sacrifices, for putting his country before his personal life, for the years of getting up in the dark to train. And when my friend finally got to speak, he just shook his head and said, "You don't get it. I love running. I love training. I get up in the morning because I want to, not because I have to." What had he discovered? He had discovered how to connect his training to his dreams and his passion. Sure, it's 5 a.m. and it's dark, it's windy, and it's cold outside. But the dream of setting a new personal best or winning an Olympic gold medal was greater than all of that. The delight of running created his discipline to win. The truth of delight is found in Philippians 2:13, where it says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." He loves it, and he loves you. God not only initiates the changes in our lives, but he also initiates the gift of his will in you so that you can experience what he's experiencing, which is good pleasure, delight. So, are you getting that? We start in delight, in thanksgiving and rejoicing in who God is to us, for us, and through us. So listen to this next portion of letter 7 on page 66. Listen to this. It was wonderful watching him transition my people out of one covenant into another. This is Father talking about Jesus. We had talked for so long together about it. We had fellowshipped in our creative imagination about the total freedom that would come to our beloved people. I remember the Holy Spirit becoming so excited that he would get up and dance for joy around us at the thought of helping untold billions of people adjust to heaven while living on earth. Beloved, please receive our absolute delight in you. We're overjoyed at being with you, supporting your learning, and empowering you to walk with us as we walk with each other on earth as it is in heaven. Can you hear their delight? Both in their genius planning and in helping you as you learn and grow. We love our partners in this life, right? Our children, our friends. And that love is rooted in delight, in enjoyment of a shared life. We don't discipline ourselves into loving. We think of what we value about people and love rises up in us. They're delightful to us. And from that place, we're happy to continue wherever our journey takes us because we're together. It's the same delight that God has in us and the same delight he gives us in Jesus. So let's push the pause button right there. Where have you tried to grow or overcome in life through sheer discipline and then got stuck? Has discouragement or self-condemnation taken hold of your heart in that place? Are you realizing that maybe you've picked up a heavy yoke of discipline when God is offering you an easy yoke of walking with him in delight? Just stop for a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where that may be, and then look at his face. I guarantee he's the one that will be smiling, not worried in the slightest. If you look closer, you'll see his eyes sparkling with anticipation because he knows who you are about to become in Jesus. And when you're ready, sit back, take a deep breath, relax. See yourself laying aside that disciplined mindset and allow a joyful expectation to rise in your heart so that you can see God's delight in you and you can receive his passion for you. And then listen to his perspective. Beloved, your beauty, your power and your grace matters to us. It matters to us that it will be huge and majestic. You're so much bigger, more beautiful than you imagine you are. And we will teach you how to dream your way into our presence so that you can encounter our delight until it becomes yours. The evidence that you're living fully in the new man in Jesus is that you will have consistent, upgraded experiences and responses to us in all your life situations. One thing we ask, could you please set aside discipline and let your heart come into a place of delight?
Hey friends, how would life change if you could experience God's daily delight in you? If you want to hear more of today's clip or enjoy access to soaking sessions and daily devotions, you can discover all of that and so much more by clicking the link in the episode description to join us on Brilliant TV. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.